You're listening to The Public's Radio. I'm James Baumgartner, and this is Artscape. Today, we're giving you a preview of some of the festivals that are coming up this summer. There are so many great festivals in Rhode Island and the South Coast, we want to highlight just a few. I'm joined now by Artscape editor Mareva Lindo. Welcome.
Hey, James. Good to be here.
So I'll start with Providence Porch Fest, which is happening on Saturday on porches across the east side of Providence. People volunteer to let bands play on the front porches of their homes, and then the audience gathers around on the sidewalk and on the street to enjoy the music. Peter Evangelista is one of the event organizers.
This year, we've got folk, we've got reggae, we have a Baptist choir singing, we have the Rhode Island Men's Gay Chorus singing at Temple Bethel. There's one location that's all strictly bluegrass. Lots of folk. We have a Hawaiian folk singer. A lot of homegrown bands that play in their basements, rock and roll. The owner of the Cortland Jazz Club on Federal Hill is bringing in a whole lineup of jazz guys. So there really is a wide variety of musicians.
This is the third year for Porch Fest, and it has grown significantly.
This year we are at 90 porches and 170 performers. So it has just exploded. I think the fact that Rhode Island being a creative capital really ties in nicely. It's a very musically oriented town, and there's a desire for community events. And this is free, and it's family friendly. There's no alcohol involved. And especially in these times when people want to get together and just enjoy music and enjoy the good things in life, that I think that's part of the reason it has exploded.
With 90 porches to choose from, there's no way to see the whole thing. I asked Peter if there was a best route to take as you walk from porch to porch.
That's a hard one because even there's a lot of FOMO going on here, right? There's 200.
You're going to miss somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no way around it. And honestly, there's only real 12 slots. Everybody plays for half hour. So between 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, there's 12 six-hour segments. So I think it kind of depends on what kind of music you like. If you're a bluegrass fan, you got a place to go. Certain areas are stacked from 12 to 6 o'clock.
There are scattered showers predicted for Saturday, so bring an umbrella along with a lawn chair so you can enjoy the performances across the east side. The shows go from noon to 6 p.m. in half-hour slots, and you can see a map and schedule at providenceporchfest.com. So, Mareva, what festivals would you like to highlight?
Well, I'm also really looking forward to Porch Fest and crossing my fingers that it does not rain. There are a few other festivals I'm excited about, too, though. Also happening this weekend is the 10th annual Day of Portugal Festival in Fall River, Friday through Sunday. About 45% of the city's population is of Portuguese descent, so this is a pretty big deal there. There are performances all 3 days, including some acts from Portugal, like Nuno Ribeiro and Fernando Pereira. In addition to music, there will also be Portuguese food, of course, as well as a kids' fair with face painting, axe throwing, and more. That's Friday through Sunday at the gates of the City Plaza in Fall River, and it's free to the public. And the 7th annual Juneteenth Festival takes place June 22nd in Providence at Roger Williams Park. Also known as Emancipation Day or Freedom Day, this is, of course, the commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States. It's now a national holiday honored on June 19th, and it became an official state holiday here in Rhode Island last year. There will be food, vendors, and music, with R&B singer Thomas Dyer headlining.
Set the mood right, light a candle in the moonlight on the patio, patio. Got all my favorite. Only thing I want on is the radio, radio. Little shawty can go along.
The Juneteenth Festival is Sunday, June 22nd at the Temple to Music in Roger Williams Park, and it's free to the public. Also, the 50th annual Cape Verdean Independence Festival is July 6th at India Point Park in Providence. There will be live music and traditional cultural performances, Cape Verdean food, family-friendly activities, and some cultural exhibits, including Cape Verdean art, storytelling, and dance. There will also be vendors selling work from local and Cape Verdean artisans. The festival is at India Point Park on July 6th, 12 to 8 p.m. Looking towards the end of the summer, the Rhythm and Roots Festival is happening on Labor Day weekend, August 29th to 31st, returning to Ninegret Park in Charlestown. There's music, food, kids' activities, and you can camp there too. The festival features a wide range of acts. The long-running rock band Little Feat is one of the headliners, and there's also bluegrass band Della May and country rock singer-songwriter Steve Earle. But they always bring great Cajun and Zydeco acts to the state in particular, and this time that includes Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, Baffa Toujours and Sun Pie and the Louisiana Sunspots. I've never been to the festival, but it's been on my list, and I've heard so many good things from friends who've been going for years. The Rhythm and Roots Festival is August 29th to 31st at Ninegret Park in Charlestown.
Sounds like a great time. Finally, PVD Fest will be in downtown Providence September 5th and 6th. They'll have musicians, DJs, a mural painting battle, artisans, food trucks, and much more. I went to the announcement event earlier this week where Mayor Brett Smiley said the best way to experience it is by just walking around downtown.
Turn a corner, listen to music that you didn't know you liked, see an artisan making something you didn't know you needed, and eat a meal that you didn't know you were craving. That's the way to do PVD Fest.
One of the highlights from PVD Fest every year is a big spectacle performance. This year, it's a show called Brouhaha, performed by Pittsburgh-based multimedia ensemble Squonk. Here's Kathleen Pletcher from FirstWorks, the producing partner of PVD Fest.
At the center of Brouhaha is the Squonk accordion, an enormous, audience-powered musical instrument topped with giant tuba bells. The show crescendos as festival-goers inflate this behemoth that echoes throughout downtown and summon a 30-foot puppet head, blinking, smoking, and delightfully alive.
There are these giant bellows that the audience pumps up and down. It looks like a lot of fun. Joe Wilson Jr. is the Director of Art, Culture, and Tourism for Providence. He said that last year's festival had over 75,000 attendees and generated $3 million in economic impact for the city. But the intangible benefits were even more important.
When we have an opportunity to gather people in public space across socioeconomic and racial lines, like the power of that, the power of gathering people in public space for them to feel a sense of ownership and pride in their city, there's power in that. But the idea of being able to take in your city anew, to appreciate your city anew, to slow you down just a little bit, to appreciate the beauty of what we have here in Providence, I can't think of any greater value than that.
I love PVD Fest. It's so great to just walk around and see everyone enjoying the performances and the art, and just the overall vibe of the whole city coming together. I can't wait for September.
Absolutely. It's a must for summer in Providence. And we'll also have a fuller list of festivals happening all throughout the summer up on our website at thepublicsradio.org/artscape.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Mareva.
Thanks, James.
For The Publics Radio, I'm James Baumgartner.